So we do want to still hear from you, the listeners. So do give us a tweet at Bunker Extra, hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Let us know what you're up to. How's your week been? Are you looking forward to Christmas? Come on, we can start saying that word now. It's Halloween, Christmas. It's, you
we
know.
Can start saying it now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's absolutely fine. This week's and this month's show sponsor are actually Kickstart Social, who we are teaming up with in November for the fabulous Kickstart Digital event, which we're really looking forward to. And we're going to be hearing all about from Lucy in a little while. If you want to contact us while we're live on air, please do give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. Tweet us if you're going to call as well, because we don't always see the phone flashing, it doesn't ring. So, but by all means, give us a call and let us know what you're up to, if you've got an event coming up. And as always, you can email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com to, again, let us know, you know, what events you've got coming up. Come on, it's getting a bit quiet out there event-wise, world. We need
had them all at the beginning of September.
The whole of September was taken up and now it's gone all quiet. Yeah. On last week's show, I was joined by the lovely Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media. And are we allowed to officially say on air now?
Yeah, we can say it now.
Congratulations, Molly. She made me keep it quiet last week.
Did she?
Yes.
Yes, because she wanted to announce it on her social.
She came in the studio. She flashed her engagement ring. And then I went, oh my God, me and... And our guest, Jan Mills, who had never met Molly before, got very, very emotional and was like, oh my God. And she went, but you can't say anything on air. I was like, you're joking me. You just told me and you can't. So it's absolutely lovely. We are absolutely so happy for you and Tom, Molly, finally engaged and getting married. Can't she said, wait. Hang on a minute, we're not getting married yet. She's talking about the marriage. And has she shown you the video?
No, has she shown me the video? No, she hasn't shown me the video.
Tom took of her afterwards.
No, she hasn't.
Molly, you've got to share that video. Yeah. It's so cute. It made us all cry. He videoed her crying because she couldn't stop crying. We're so happy for you. And it was absolutely brilliant. But we did also have Jan Mills on the show from the Bradley Group. And she is organising an event that's coming up next week, actually, the 10th of October, which is... the Working Well, Your Strategy for a Healthy Business. And we're going to talk about a bit more in a little bit, but that's with keynote speaker Ruby Wax.
Ooh.
So it sounds good. But if you did miss that show, it was a great show. We had really good talk. We had really good in depth about mental health awareness and working and all that type of thing. So it was actually quite a serious but fun conversation.
Next week, World Mental Health Day.
Yes.
10th of October.
Yes. Yeah. So we have to make sure we are all aware of that. Yeah. But do listen back to that show. If you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, all the previous shows are there. So we've got some tweets, haven't we? I just do want to do this before I lose it. One of our regular listeners and contributors is the lovely Emily from Pink Spaghetti. And I've just seen that they have got City Seasonal, a brand new networking event for businesses based in and around Sittingbourne, brought to you by Emily O'Neill, Claire Ashford from Lavender Blue, and Anna Wilkinson, who is a business development manager at First Stop Insurance. And it looks like it's on today. So she hasn't actually sent us the details of it. Oh, here we go. It's a... in Sittingbourne. That doesn't help, Emily, does it?
Emily, if you're listening, could you tell us when it is?
Yeah, when it is at some point in October. I'm guessing it might be... Oh, today is the day, so they could actually be happening right now. But do share more with us, Emily, because obviously everyone always loves to know about all the upcoming networking events and everything that's going on. So we'd love to share all the details. We've had a tweet from, talking of networking... The lovely TD Botty on the Twitter at TD Botty, Terry Botfield, just to say, have a good show. At the first birthday meeting, Marsh Networking over coffee is next Wednesday from 10 a.m. It's on the 10th of October. So next Wednesday is the day for many events. And it's a new Romney relaxed networking. And the guest speaker is from Kent Police on fraud on fraud spot, charity auction and cake. That doesn't make sense. Is she going to be talking about fraud in charity? We'll cover that in more detail in a bit, so we make sure we get all the details. We've had a shout out from 6-2. So hi to Aaron and the team and Megan at 6-2. Morning. We've had a busy week here. Hope you guys have had a good week too. Looking forward to hearing all about the events Lucy has coming up. Have a great show. What else have we got, Gemma?
We've got Tony Burke. We love Tony from Chips and Dinks. So Tony... takes out those creases and dinks out of work surfaces, cars, etc. And he says, "Hi, have a great show. We can't listen in today as we're spending the day with Freddie, our lovely grandson, who's 4 weeks old." Oh, 4 weeks old. Uh-huh. "But we'll listen on catch up. Thanks for supporting businesses, especially ours." So absolutely. You're very welcome.
I still need to. I haven't phoned Tony. Tony, when you're listening back to this,
what
I need
you.
What
have you done?
Well, I put it in my car a little while ago and I haven't got sorted and I do need to get it sorted. It wasn't my fault. This huge articulate lorry coming down a small country lane towards me and I had to pull into a driveway and there was a rock covered up with grass. So I didn't see it and it just scraped.
So we've got another one as well from Neil Shorthouse, who was on a few weeks ago. That's Shorthouse Hospitality. And he says, "Have a fab show tomorrow." Again, this was yesterday. He's in a meeting, but he'll catch up. So that's just a reminder that you can actually listen to us on catch up.
Absolutely. If you're not listening live, you can listen later. Can you not hear this message? We have had one from the Romney Resource Centre at Romney Resource on the Twitter. It's a job, Head of Strategy and Development at the Romney Resource. Are you looking for a challenging role to grow an organisation delivering high quality training for all ages? So they are looking for a Head of Strategy and Development at the Romney Resource Centre. So to find out more details, if you go to romney-resource.co.uk /about-us/vacancy, or just go to their website, and they're looking for somebody to help them out. So a great charity down there on the resource on the marsh.
On the marsh,
so
yeah.
Give them a look at. So we keep them coming in. We've had an hello from me now, Barry and John. There'll always be Barry and John to me. Barry and John, and the lovely, the young Ben Abbott, who will always be the young Ben Abbott. Was last week networking event, or was that the week before?
I think it was last week, wasn't it?
Gosh,
so much has happened in a week.
I know, it's like how time is flying by, and I just realised, it must have been last week we had the networkers networking event. The last ever. Well, we have had a show, because we had the show on the Friday, didn't we? That's why I'm...
The last one, but I didn't talk about it, so I came along.
Yes.
Missed the morning, but I was there to hear Ben speak, and it was really good, and get involved in the group discussions.
Yeah, I do love the old round table group discussions. They go down really, really well. We do love networking, and we know how much it helps and supports small businesses throughout the UK, but especially in Kent, it's known for its great small business community. So...
And this week I was at the Healthy Business Awards Breakfast.
Healthy Business Awards Breakfast. Okay.
And really, I felt like a bit of a fraud because we all know I'm not that healthy. Mm-hmm. But they did have pancakes, which made up for it.
But did you have to have fruit on your pancakes?
I did. Well, you're supposed to. I had maple syrup, which I'm sure comes from a fruit somewhere along the line.
It does. It's a tree, isn't it?
It's a tree or something.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. So if people are based in Medway Council have an initiative where they're trying to encourage businesses to be healthier. So there are some basic things you can do to get an award, starting off with just having some policies and procedures, all the way up to pledging to reduce your sugar or do a bit of exercise. It was really good. They had lots of businesses. They had people like Royal Mail and National Grid, as well as some smaller businesses out in and around Medway as well. So that was quite interesting.
Yeah,
so different. They're on a better Medway if you want to follow them. A better Medway.
Yeah. Sounds good. So yeah, it's obviously next week is the big week for mental health awareness, and there's loads of stuff going on. And we had a really good conversation last week between Molly, Jan and I, just talking about the different areas really of mental health and how it's now so much more accepted and talked about, and it's something I think every employee and every person who works needs to be aware of at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely, certainly. I mean, I remember I think it was last year I did a talk for the IOD at one of their business briefings about why mental health matters, and it's not just the legal implications, but it's also productivity, cost, and the fact that it affects everybody. We all have mental health, whether it's in a really good condition or not so good condition. So yeah, it's
definitely
good.
So keep watch out. Let us know what you're up to for Mental Health Week next week. We've got a couple of events we're going to tell you about, and then we're going to hear from Lucy. So she's got to give us a great big overview of everything that she does. down into like a couple of minutes. So no pressure there, Lucy. You work your brain through it now. And is this and this and this and this. But there's a couple of events we want to share with you. So we mentioned before the Working Well, your strategy for a healthy business. So this is for next Wednesday, the 10th, on the Mental Health Wellbeing Day. It's at the Tudor Marriott Hotel in Bierstead, near Maidstone, from 8:45 to 4:30. It's a day on health and wellbeing at work. It is Ruby Wax and the Bradley Group. So the Bradley Group is hosting a one-day symposium to demystify employee health and wellbeing. The day is for business leaders who need a better end-to-end understanding of what they should be doing to best safeguard their employees' physical and mental health. So they've got a chair is Sir Bill Callaghan, who is the chair of the British Occupational Health Research Foundation. Obviously, they've got a keynote speaker, Ruby Wax. And I mean, I'm sure most people are aware of this, but Ruby Wax is not only known for being famous on TV and stage, but she also is incredibly knowledgeable about health and well-being. She's suffered herself, and she's studied psychology a great deal. So she's sort of looking at it from both sides as well, for, as a sufferer, as how to deal with it, and also from the scientific side of it as well. So amazing just to hear her speaking about it. It should be great. Plus, they've got some other speakers. They do have a few tickets left, I believe. So if you go to thebradleygroup.co.uk. This is for business owners who want to basically get up to date with how they can safeguard their employees' physical and mental health. It's not just about, I think, buying gym membership and making sure they get an afternoon to wear what they want type of thing. It's a lot more involved in that. So go and check that out. I think that's worth having a look at. What have you got over there, Gemma?
So you did mention the Marsh Networking event. So I'll give you a little bit more detail.
Yes.
So are you coming to our first birthday celebration? Can't believe it's their first birthday already.
I know.
So the next Marsh Networking over coffee will mark the first birthday of the Marsh Network. And thank you all for making this venture a success. So the Marsh has been a bit of a deserted place in terms of networking previously, hadn't it?
And
then
yes.
Now Mr. Botty's finally decided that he's going to bring networking to the Marsh. And it's been going really well. So the meeting is at 10 a.m. on the 10th of October. I like what they did there, 10th of the 10th. At now, is it Sank? Port Arm
Sink Point. Apparently,
Cinque.
Apparently, it's French.
It's French. Okay. Yeah. Sink Port Arms, New Romney. So, to book that, you'll have to follow Terry because he's given me a URL which won't work.
It's the old Eventbrite URL. So, if you go on Eventbrite and search Marsh Networking, that should come up as well. Or
good.
Follow Terry on the Twitter.
On the Twitter. So it's £5 on the day, and it includes refreshment, and a donation to charity. So that's all bargain there. And they'll have their usual professional, relaxed business networking. And the pop-up speaker is Adam James from Kent Police on Fraud. A one-off charity auction for a Panto experience, and there will be cake.
Jim is like, okay, I'm coming.
Baked by Lisa Parkinson, who's a cake artist who owns Baking by the Sea. So if you're up for a challenge, let's make it a record meeting. 34 attended when they launched last October, and they'd like to make that even bigger. There's also a meeting offer. So have you tried our Marsh Breakfast meeting yet? Regular or new to the meeting with Terry, book with Terry and pay by next Wednesday. Would that be today? Wednesday coming? Next Wednesday? Wednesday coming.
I don't know. Wednesday.
Wednesday. I can't remember. At the birthday meeting for only £9, and it's normally £11.37.
Cool. So, it's very much a networking theme. There's a new networking club, Medway Business Club, in Medway, funnily enough.
Oh, I was at that venue yesterday. Was it at the tennis club, the Avenue? I think it is. I think that's where they had the
Yes, it
one.
Is. Yes.
So I went to the tennis. I went to meet my mum for lunch yesterday. This is like by the by now.
Okay.
I went.
Don't worry about business. Let's just see what Gemma's been up to.
My mum lives in Gillingham. I said, Mum, let's go for lunch. I haven't been for lunch with you for a while. So I said, need to go to the tennis club. We walked in there and it was a really expensive lunch because she bought her lunch and then joined the tennis club. It's like, hello. And it's just too expensive, really.
Join the tennis club. Is she going to play tennis?
Membership. Well, it's a gym as well. It's really fantastic. because of course we had to have a nose while we were there.
Of course.
And they've got conference facilities, so if people are looking to have meetings there with computers or without computers, they've got really nice facilities. The restaurant area, you know, we'll have to have lunch, Amanda.
I think we should. Well, obviously, there are venues. I need to go and check it out.
The restaurant area is really lovely, and it's nice food and reasonable food as well at price. They've got a spa facilities, which is gorgeous, and their gym. I think it's gym for lazy people, because you can. When you're running on the treadmill, you can log into Netflix and watch your favourite films. It's like you've got everything you need.
What else do you need?
Everything you need. So yeah, beautiful venue. If you haven't been down there, have a look.
Sounds really good. Well, if you fancy going to a networking event while you're checking it out, the venue, the next one is on Friday the 30th of November. Oh, so you've got a bit of time. It's from 12 till 2 at the Avenue Tennis, with an exciting speaker lined up to tell us about his career journey and advice for entrepreneurs. The meeting is £15 for members or £25 for non-members, but if you join as a member on the day, you'll only pay £10. It's always great to have a look at the different networking groups as they come up, because everybody's got something for somebody, and you get to meet different people and learn different things. So this is a Medway Business Club has made a comeback with a room full of eager business people enjoying the new lunch and learn. Oh, so this is cool. So it's not just networking, it's lunch. There we go. Gemma's food. Gemma's there. Hearing from a great speaker. So if you want to find out more about that, if you go to medwaybusinessclub.org, the website, and also they're on Eventbrite, the Medway Business Club, and find out more about that, because I think it sounds like it's going to be a good one to try out. Why not? Have you got anything else over there?
I have,
Did I give you anything else? I can't remember.
You did. So on the 22nd of October, so not too long now, from 2 till 4, there is Breaking Big with Maidstone Borough Council. So it just rolls off the tongue. And this is at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. So the seminar will show you how to review where your business is right now and consider where it should be going to meet your long-term aspirations. With our 10 practical steps to success, you will waste no time in realising the full potential of your business. The business review process is the precursor to the following event, where we will show you how to manage your cash effectively to enable recruitment of staff, and then how to manage staff to obtain maximum performance. So to book that, go to businessdoctors.co.uk. So I'm assuming it's a Peter Searle.
It is Peter Searle,
Peter and Searle event.
Peter and Searle.
Or www.businessmaidstone.co.uk and look for events. And that's another great venue, isn't it? Have you been? Business Terrace.
I'm slacking. I'm going to get out soon again, and there's so many venues popping up, or I've been there for a while that I haven't checked out properly yet.
Well, they're expanding, so now's the time. You used to be part of it. Well, you have to have an office there.
Yeah, we do. We do have it there. We do. are at the Business Terrace.
Oh, have you actually still got an office there?
We do. We have a service office there.
She wasn't prepared for that.
No. you have to forgive her, bless her. She's been up since what time this morning?
About 5.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Oh,
BNI.
I've been going to BNI.
You're not used to it by now. She's like,
used to getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I think it's just, it's the end of the week, isn't it? And it's just the,
And now it's winter. And now it's dark. It's dark when you get up, isn't it? It's always harder, isn't it?
It's definitely, I've noticed, to woke up to fog and it was like,
exactly.
Yeah, which is why I got here just before the show.
Exactly. 2 minutes before the show rolls up. Yeah, but I would forgive you, but you have a child. You have to get up and go to school.
No, no, no. I have a husband who did that.
Okay. It wasn't my turn. But have you been doing that quite a while now, haven't you, Lucy, BNI?
For about a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Something like that, yeah. It's really good, actually. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, because you always hear different mixed stories about BNI. And what I always say is it works for some people, and I know it works very well for some people, and it's a good community, and it can really help people with building and growing their business.
You know what I think it is? It's the same as anything, isn't it? You get what you put into it.
Always,
so if you go all in and you work really hard at building relationships with people, just like, you know, online, like you do online, I think it makes a difference and you really get loads out of it.
Yeah, so it's definitely.
But do you do anything else networking-wise, or is that it, really?
I do loads of networking. Yeah. I'm like, a lot of the networking I do is in London. I do the Kent Digital Meetups a lot, which are really good because it's networking agencies. And
they're getting really busy these days, aren't they? They're popping up all over the place, old Kent Digital Meetups, which are really good.
Yeah. Perfect if you're kind of.
Just for digital people, do you accept boffs like me?
I think it's open to anyone. It's definitely open to anyone, especially if you want to learn more about what different people are doing. Because there's some really cool case studies and things. I love it because it's nice for me, because I'm really into social media, and that's where my expertise is. It's really nice to learn other parts of digital and how other things work. It's just really, I just love it. It's so exciting. So I'd definitely go to those.
I guess that's often the concept though, isn't it? People go digital, oh, that's just social media, or digital, oh, that's just digital marketing. And a lot of people don't understand
how it all integrates
and the differences and all those type of things. So which is one of the reasons obviously you're running your event in November, but you do run a very regular event, a huge event which is getting really big now, Social Day, which this year you ran two and a half days, wasn't it? Was it 3-day event?
Yeah, it was it was more like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then two evening parties as well. So it's quite a big, it's a festival. It's a 3-day festival, basically.
Yeah.
For the social media marketing industry. So when you think about that, it's the agencies, the marketing directors, and then it's the brands and the marketers within the brands as well, the influencers, the creators, and, you know, people who have a great interest in social media marketing and realizing that it's not just sticking some things up on Twitter or Facebook. There's this amazing content that can be created, there's amazing campaigns that are done, and it's like it's an event where people can really get to know what their peers are doing and what other brands are doing as well, and draw loads of inspiration and kind of practical advice and that kind of thing.
And so this is your third year of running it.
Okay, so
I know you've run a couple a year.
I think the first one I did was in 2015, and it was in partnership with NatWest, and then we kind of pivoted last year for it to be very focused on marketers from brands and agencies, and then for influencer marketing, influencers and creators, and that kind of thing as well. More kind of like you know, people who are really into social media rather than the business owners who just want to understand how to do it. That's where Kickstart comes in, obviously. So we're servicing those people as well. So it's been going for a couple of years now, but it started, our first big 3-day festival was this year.
Is this year.
Yeah. And then next year we're going to do the same again on the 1st to the 3rd of May. So it's quite exciting it's been growing. You know?
Which is nice. And I guess that's a lot of people don't realise. They look at it and go, oh yeah, it's a 3-day event. How did that happen? But it's taken time to get to that size and that level, and you've built up the reputation of the event. And as you say, now you've really focused on it's for the professionals who it's their business, and they need to know the up-to-date information about what's happening in the social media world. Which is amazing. You have amazing speakers coming from all over the place, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything at the moment, but
trying to get some information.
There are some really, really big speakers from very big brands this year coming along, and obviously we have all the social networks like Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, that kind of thing. Senior people there talking, letting everybody know what's going on with the platforms and what they can expect. The actual event is not just actually an event anymore. We launched the socialday.live site, which is every day we send out news about what's going on in social media, the latest news, tips, stuff that's happening in the industry. We also do features. We do a weekly show, like a recorded show, and we've had some amazing speakers like the president of Cision, for example, has been one of our interviewees. And then we do a game called What the F Is That? It's a really funny, it's a really fun show. And it's like where people have to guess what the word is or the brand is, and it's really fun. It's not just, so we're a media company now rather than, you know, this is just one event that we do once a year.
So it's actually become into a whole
an industry
company
thing.
Around it.
Exactly, like the awards that's coming up as well on the 29th.
So excited
this
about
month.
The awards, they look amazing, and it's such a fantastic venue for that. I'm always very venue focused, but you've got Club Tropicana in London. It's awesome venue. It's so gorgeous, so brilliant for the awards. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a bit. I think it's going to be fun. So a lot of people who work in social media, their agencies, people are creative. They work. Some of them work brand side. It's going to be a really fun way rather than sitting through hours and hours of giving out all of these awards with these dresses on with your tight pants on.
Yeah, you can't move. You can't move. You can't breathe.
It's going to be more fun vibe. Lots of dancing, networking, and I think it's going to be really fun. Yeah, but a great celebration of our industry and what the people are doing, you know.
I think that's brilliant because, as you say, there's so many people now, and obviously social media is huge, absolutely huge now. Even in the last sort of 4 to 5 years, it's just gone epic.
Yeah.
To the fact that it's the tool to help you build and grow your business. If you're not on social media, you're just not gonna be out there communicating with your possible clients, and people like to see. And I guess social media gets a lot of bad coverage as well, though, doesn't it? A lot of people go, oh, it's bad for this and bad for that, but that comes down to everything. It's how you treat it and how you use it and how it's looked at. If it's used properly, it's an amazing, powerful tool.
I think, the issue is, it's funny because I spoke to my dad about this the other day. He said, oh, I know you do this stuff in social media, but social media this, social media trolls and, bullying and all of this kind of thing. And I said, Dad, look, you've got to stop reading what the Daily Mail's saying. You have to try and look at the kind of things that people are doing on social media. They're actually changing the world. Like, for example, my friend Daniel, who's actually coming to speak at the Kickstart event, he runs all of the community leadership for Facebook in London. So he puts on really nice events in association with Facebook for the community leaders. So these are some of the leaders who are looking after people who join groups because they're in a lot of pain, or because maybe they've had a gastric brand surgery, or all these really niche things and bigger things as well, problems that people are having. They bring all these people together into communities on Facebook and nurture them and look after them, and Facebook have noticed that, and they're helping these people to be better community leaders, to look after their communities.
Yeah.
And these people are actually improving people's lives, and in some cases saving people's lives.
Yeah.
When you think about how isolating it is when you have certain problems. So I do truly think that social media is a massive positive tool, and it's a great tool for change as well.
I guess that's the thing, isn't it? It's always with everything, the bad news, the negative news always stands out, or always talked about more than the good stuff. But you have to remember all the good stuff. And you say it gives people the place to communicate. And if they've got something going on, it feels like they can go to a safe place,
exactly,
and have people support them.
Exactly. And also you only have to look at the power of social media from someone else I know on social media. Their van got stolen, which is their whole business. The whole business is in this van. And their partner shared it on social media and said, please, can you share it? Before you know it, thousands of people have shared it across social media.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours, they'd recovered the van because somebody had spotted it from a Facebook post.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
We didn't have that before and we do now. So it's amazing.
There's been a few cases like that as well. I think there was another one where someone broke into a shop and the CCTV, and they shared it.
Yeah.
And then the person just actually contacted them and said, could you stop sharing that, please? I'm a bit worried someone's going to see me.
you shouldn't have broken into the shop.
I'll come and return your things.
Yeah.
We don't want it to get back to my mom.
No.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's such a...
What I love is how it shrinks the world in a way.
Yeah.
Mm. So my best friend from school lives in Australia now, but we still talk like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And I can see what's happening with her kids, and she can see what's happening with my daughter when I occasionally share bits and stuff.
Mm.
And it's just nice that you can do that. And it's now intergenerational, I think. It's not so much like, a teenage and in your 20s thing. It's you've got 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds on Facebook and YouTube, because it's not just about Facebook, is it? YouTube and all sorts of other things, isn't it?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be here, sat here today, if it wasn't for social media, because I connected with somebody I went to school with, Tracy Randall, and when I decided that I was going to start my own business, I knew she ran her own business, and because we'd been sort of connected while I was abroad, when I got back and I said, oh, please, can we have a chat? We met up, and obviously she pointed me in the right direction of networking and who to speak to. And I think she introduced me to Paul as well. You've got a lot to answer for, Tracy. And that, you know, obviously here I am today. So yeah, there's lots of positive things about social media, which I think people have to remember. So what we're going to do in a minute is we're going to hear all about the Kickstart event that you've got coming up in November. We are going to have a short break so we can hear the advertisers' messages. But when we come back, we're going to be hearing all about Lucy's brand new event coming up in November.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 5th of October. We've already discussed that it's only about, you know, 6 weeks till Christmas.
Don't say that. It's not true.
I know, I keep scaring people. Oh, my God. No, it's about 10. You're
fake
fine.
Fake news. Fake news.
You've got loads of time. It's fine. I am joined in the studio today, as you can hear, by the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello.
Hello. And our guest in the studio is a Lucy Hall from Aviso Media, Social Day Awards and Kickstart Social. You need to have a whole umbrella company now to cover all of
well that's it. Aviso is though, because we're a media publishing company basically, and then the events are things that we do within that.
Yeah. So Aviso is the company.
Yes.
And then everything else has
grown. I didn't know there was about Aviso. I just thought it was Lucy.
Just Lucy.
I have Lucy as well. I have the social media planners and the books, the little books of social media ideas and things. There is Lucy as well.
Yeah.
She's been busy.
That's the thing though, isn't it? You have to, as an entrepreneur, you have to have lots of little fingers coming off and doing lots of different things all coming through to lead into the one main business, but it's all around the same gym site. Do you?
No, you do. Yeah. I do different things as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do different things, but I agree.
And we've just been hearing from Lucy about a bit about what Aviso does, but also about her big event, Social Day, the Social Day Awards. And we were just discussing off air, actually, we were talking about her Kickstart social event coming up in November. Now, she reminded us that she did run one in London in December, which was great. But this is the first one in Kent.
Yes, that's right.
So first of all, I do want to know, what made you decide to run this event in Kent? Because there's lots of digital and social media events that happen throughout and in Kent. So what made you want to put this on?
Okay, well, so obviously I have got an event, Social Day, which is in London, which is for the professionals, the marketers, the agencies and people who are into social media. And I'm from Kent, so that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. There's nothing here that we have that we are supporting the SME or the small businesses with. Mm. So when I had the opportunity to do something in Kent, I thought it would be a good idea to put together a programme that is representative of what businesses need to know. So you'll go to, I've been to a lot of the different digital events and that kind of thing, and I find the information quite samey.
Yeah.
Or it's all social media focused. And for an SME, I think you need to understand the different elements of digital and social.
Absolutely.
So with this event, what we decided to do is, obviously we've got social media talks and content creation because it's massive. You have to.
Yes.
It's really important. It's a great way to get people to build relationships with people, to bring people through into your website and onto your brand. But it's really important that people understand when they come to your website, for example, are you losing them because you're not doing the right things? Is there some tweaks you can make to make sure that people are actually going to buy your products, or they're actually going to want to contact you? And SEO, for example, that's another amazing way to make sure that you're found in search. There's so much competition around nowadays, but you can't deny it that when people are looking for your for something, the first thing they do is they're going to Google, and they Google, you know, how do I do this, or where would I find that in the research phase. And if you're there in the research phase, people are more likely to go onto your website and want to buy from you because they can find you.
So your website's like your,
so that's really
your
important
shop window,
as well.
Isn't
exactly.
Your website shop window, but as you say, you need to know how to keep them there, how to move them on, how to get them to contact you.
Exactly. And you know, of course you need to make sure you're entertaining people on social media and you're building rapport with people and that kind of thing, but there's more to the whole ecosystem of digital. And what we're doing here is we've got various talks from different people which will be actionable, so there'll be a workbook and that kind of thing, so people can actually learn and take away information, and they can actually do things right away. But they're actually going to be able to understand how to do the different elements of digital tools. So they could do it themselves, or they can understand how to brief somebody to do it for them. And I think that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy, if you don't understand any of this stuff, for somebody to come and, you know, say, oh, I'll do this, I'll get you these results, and I'll do all of this kind of thing, and you don't know if they're doing it or not, that you don't understand what they're saying. In fact, that you just know you have to do social media, or you have to do digital marketing because everybody says it. That's what a lot of the talks I find are about, like, you've got to be on social media because this and this, or you can get this and this results, and that kind of thing. And and what are they learning from that? They're learning that they have to do it, but you need to understand what you need to do. So it's not learn not just what to do, but exactly how to do it, and with the people who do it every day.
Exactly. And as you say, sometimes obviously a lot of businesses, you end up getting told all the time you have to, you know, you have to get help, you have to delegate, you have to farm out, but you need to understand what you need before you can ask somebody to do it for you.
And then you know who to go to, don't you?
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
And so that's what a lot of this is with Kickstart. They're going to be covering what needs to be done and how to do it.
So is it, what is it? Is it really for a day one business, or like the first 5 years, or is it if you're just new to digital as a whole?
Okay, so it's actually a bit of both, because you'll be able to take things from every session. So it is perfect for people who are starting up, because you're going to understand what you need. Okay, it's also perfect for people who are already running a business, but they want to understand different parts of digital. So you might know, oh, I know how to build a community on Facebook, for example, but what I don't know is, I don't know how to make sure that my website is SEO'd properly, for example, or I don't know where my website customers are not converting, or I don't understand understand how to do content marketing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So everybody will be able to find something in this event, as long as they're an SME business, or they're a business owner, owner manager, freelancer, that kind of thing. And actually, even marketers who are who work in traditional marketing will find this really useful, because they will be able to understand how to use the different areas and aspects of digital marketing. And if they want to be able to give it out to a freelancer or someone in their team, they need to also understand how to use this as well.
And as you say, this what makes this event so much different is it, rather than it just be people talking at you, they're training.
They're training you. It's CPD certified for 6 hours. So you're actually going to get your CPD points if you, you know, if you, if that's what you need, you know, to work towards your personal, what's it called? Personal.
So it's so CPD is continuous professional development.
Exactly.
So it's work towards your professional development, which for some industries, in fact, for every industry, it's great to say that you've got them, even if you're not deliberately building those CPD points. But often people do ask you as a small business owner, well, how do you keep up to date? Because you might have been the best thing since sliced bread 2 or 3 years ago, but how do I know you're still current? And I think, I mean, there's certainly people ask me that, and I obviously can tell them how, but for people like yourself
just
as well.
Just because she's brilliant.
But obviously for people like yourself with digital and social, it's so fast. It changes so quick.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes I notice I come across things and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And this what it should be. Like it should be a series of light bulb moments, a little thing that you didn't know that could actually make a lot of change. There's a little tweak that you could make that can make so many difference, you know, so much difference, the amount of sales or the amount of traffic you get to your website, for example. Mm. And at the moment, only just talking about the website traffic side of things, but we've obviously got Katie Byrne from, who's a trainer from Facebook, She Means Business. Mm. We've also got like Daniel coming along, who's the Community Leadership Circles, Facebook as well. And we've got the FSB supporting, NatWest supporting it, obviously Business Bunker Extra, and the BNI are supporting it. You know, this is going to be an event for businesses to come along to network with each other as well, and learn the latest in digital, all of the things they should be doing, all of the fundamental, does that make sense? All of the fundamental things that they should be doing, which is why I just recommend it to anybody.
Well, definitely. As you say, though, and as Gemma touched on as well, it changes so quickly. And, you know, we're always complaining about the algorithms, the Facebook algorithms, and the LinkedIn have fiddled with their algorithms, and everybody figures with their algorithms. And I guess, as you say, a lot of people go, oh, well, I'm on social media because I have to be on social media, but don't know really what they're doing with it.
No.
Or they think, I did it a year ago. And
it didn't work.
So I'll tell you what happened to me. It didn't really happen to me. what I noticed about myself, and this is probably about 6 months ago, is I was slowly updating different platforms. And then one day I decided to have an overview of all of my platforms. Mm-hmm. And I realised that my LinkedIn in particular was really out of date, because I've added all these extra features where you could write a blurb about yourself and you could post videos directly to it. And then I looked at my YouTube and it didn't match. So yeah, it's really interesting to keep reviewing where you are.
I think so.
On a whole.
And to have a reminder that you have to refresh.
Yeah.
And I mean, in general, you have to refresh your marketing. You can't, right, that's my marketing plan, put your marketing out there and leave it out there for 2 years and wonder why it's still not working after a couple of years.
Exactly. It's a continual thing. Mm. So you're going to come, you can go to lots of different events and learn lots of different things. And I think it's an important part of your personal development, going to, you know, different things. And we've got another one as well coming up in London in March. So this is going to be a continual thing. We're going to do lots of these events. So there will be updated information, updated speakers. I think it's going to be a really, really good event if people want to go away with the latest knowledge and understand what it is they need to do to make a difference, to actually make a difference in their business with digital and social media.
Absolutely.
One of our listeners has just actually tweeted in and said, about time someone did away with all the jargon and just explained it. So businesses know they should be doing social media marketing, etc., but often don't know why or what that means. So thank you, me now.
Thanks, Barry. Barry and John. But that's the thing, isn't it? And I guess when you start up a business and when you're running your own business and you're wearing all the hats, it's really hard to keep up to date. And there's information you can find online and you can read, and but sometimes, you know, most people, just they're being taught it. They sit in front of the people, sit in front of the experts. And also they can ask questions as well, can't they? So if there's something they're confused about or don't understand, the experts will be there to say.
The other thing I think a lot of businesses will find is there's kind of famous people who are social media experts online, and what they do is they all give the same information, and it's regularly just be consistent, just make sure, you know, it's just very basic stuff. And I think that people need to understand a little bit more in detail about what they actually need to do rather than just be consistent. Be consistent with what? Like, yeah, what does that mean? Like once a month, once a year? Like what sort of consistency level are you looking for, you know? And I think that's what this is going to help with. It's going to help people to ask the questions like, why do I need to do this? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And how do I go away now and actually put this into practice?
Because that's the thing as well, is that you're going to come, you're going to learn, but then put into action what you've learned, go out there. Because some people, isn't there, they'll go to all different events and they learn nothing, and they never put anything into action, and they're like, oh, it didn't work for me. So, well, did you actually do what they told you to do?
Well, all of it.
Well, no.
sometimes people do a little bit of it and then they say it didn't work for them. Actually. Yeah, exactly. You need to do it all.
Exactly. And I guess that's the thing as well. I think as a business, as you're building and growing, you learn more, obviously, and everything changes, and you improve all the different areas that you're working on because you learn more about and you learn what works. And it's just keeping up to date with even something simple like with the platforms. You know, how often should you place your content? You know, so how often should you post on Facebook? How often should you post on Instagram? Even small stuff like that makes a difference to... Yeah. How successful is the marketing that you do? Because at the end of the day, marketing is digital. Print doesn't work as well. It depends on the industry and who your target audience are. But, you know, these days, there's still a huge percentage of businesses that don't even have any digital presence whatsoever. And trying to get them to understand that they need to is also a big part of it as well.
See, actually, the thing is, the platform might be different, but really, the strategies are really the same. So if you're, for example, if you've got a Facebook page and people are signed up like to like your Facebook, if people are liking your Facebook page because you're a wholesaler and they want to see the cheapest wholesale products, you may post the latest products because that's what people want to see. Yeah. You can sell in this instance. Does that make sense? Mm. Whereas if you're a service-based industry and you're trying to build a reputation, then you probably aren't going to do so well saying come and buy my stuff, because people aren't signed up to see you doing that. People would like you to be talking about how you can solve their problems, or things that they can do to solve their own problems. You know, people want to be educated and helped and informed. So I think, and I think that's, there's quite a big gap as towards what people understand in terms of that media. Old media is the same as new media. You just have to understand your audience and give your audience what they want. Give them what they want to hear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't matter whether it's social media or magazine or, you know, whatever. Just give people what they want.
Yeah, exactly. And if they're seeing the answers to their questions, so immediately they're going to go, oh, okay, well, this person knows what they're talking about. Maybe this person can help me. And obviously then they can... sign up. And
it all comes back to just understanding your customer. Your customer is everything.
Definitely. So tell us a bit more about the speakers.
Oh yes,
I haven't got the list of speakers here. Can you remember them all?
Yeah, I've got them. So I've got a list, thankfully, on the it's on the website as well, kickstartsocial.media. But the speakers that we chose were because the majority of them actually are Kent business, they're Kent businesses, or they're people who work in their area in Kent. So, for example, our keynote speaker is Fran Borman, and she's written this amazing book. She's started this new company, and she's an amazing keynote speaker anyway.
Mm. She was on Paul's show this week, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
She's really incredible, isn't she? The things that she's been doing. So she's going to welcome everybody and do a keynote. And they've got Katie Byrne, the Facebook She Means Business trainer.
Oh, okay.
She also runs a department of sharing. She's such a great person, and she's going to be talking about you know, what's your story, how to find out what your story is, and how to tell those stories through social media and online so that you can connect with your customers better. And then we've got Lauren Bennett. Lauren is an amazing marketing strategist, so she's going to be going through digital marketing strategy, and that's the part that people miss. Like, what do I need to do? Who are my customers? How do I you know, make sure they're delivered the right content, and what kind of platform should I use? Strategy is so important, something that people shouldn't forget about. We've got Danny Windsor from Sleeping Giant Media. This guy's really great at creating social media content and knowing all of the different tools and talking to people in a kind of a noble way, so I'm really excited about that. And then we've got Becky Sims from Reflect. You know, they just did the, they've just done their 4-day work week, haven't they? So she's quite cutting edge.
Right.
An agency in Kent, they have about 20 staff or something like that. And she, that, it's her agency. And she's going to be talking about SEO and checklist. So people have got checklists they can go away with so they know exactly what to do.
Yeah, brilliant.
Luke Frake, who is director at Space Between. Mm. Space Between, they're a conversion expert based business based in Ashford here, I think so.
Yeah.
So he's going to take you through the sort of tweaks you can do on your website and that kind of thing to make sure that, you know, you're actually going to be converting people. Jade Pluck, LinkedIn. So she's also a Kent-based business. Yeah. She is a LinkedIn trainer. She is going to help you with making sure you're building the right relationships and getting clients through LinkedIn. AM Marketing, Amy McManus. I absolutely love Amy. She's one of my favourites. And she is going to be teaching you how to become a digital targeting guru. So how do you find out the right people that you need to target on social media when you're creating your ads and that kind of thing? Also very important. Andy Lambert is not from Kent. Andy's my friend from Content Cow. And he's going to be coming to talk about content marketing, which is really, really important. And then we've got David Shaw, who is going to talk about how to...
disruption. He's a disruptor type.
He's a disruptor. He's going to he's going to talk about how to turn your customers that are online, into your best salespeople, because your customers are your best salespeople because they've already bought something for you. Yeah. So who best to talk to
referrals
other people?
Referrals is the best way, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We've got Daniel Doherty, how to build an incredible community, because he's the Facebook community lead. There'll be me as well, and I'm going to be talking about I'm going to be talking about social media 101 basically, but going in a little bit more detail around Facebook and the pixel and that kind of thing as well, Instagram shopping tags and how to actually make sales through your social media, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about coming up with an endless supply of social media ideas with a little book and stuff. I mean, there's so many talks and they're not going to be long, boring talks.
I was going to say, how are you going to fit that all in? Your brain's going to go exploding at the
because
end of the
we've
day.
Got lots of breaks and we've got lunch and refreshments and food and that kind of thing, and I think it's really important that we keep them short and snappy, so 20-25 minutes, so that people are able to get enough information. But each segment, really, if you wanted to understand it in detail, you would be going a whole day on each thing, one or two days on each thing. You'd be learning about it all the time. The importance is this, is that with this, is that people are going to be able to understand all of these different elements of social and digital, so that they can go and do things, like I said, right away, or they can go and find out more about it.
Yeah. As you say as well, is people won't necessarily need all of it.
No.
They'll be able to take out what they need from it. So those people that are quite up to date and good ones. Social media might need help with the digital side of things and SEO side of things and vice versa. So it sounds really great. I'm very excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. Look at the time.
How much is it? How's your book?
So what we wanted to do was keep it a low price ticket, so it's accessible to as many people as possible, even people who are starting with no budget. So ticket prices, it's £45, which is including VAT as well, for a ticket. And it's £35 for a ticket if you use my discount code, which is just Lucy. So £35 for a whole day with lunch, with networking, with drinks and everything else as well. People can take a stand at the event as well for £150 plus VAT, which I think is really important. Low price, so they can reach out and show their branding and
where is
to other people. It's a really amazing venue. It's at Buckmore Park, which is in...
It's debatable, isn't
Chatham,
it?
Chatham, Maidstone, Rochester.
Maidstone-y, Chatham area.
Just off Blue Bell
Hill. Is it like in Medway area?
I think it's past as Chatham because it's just off Blue Bell Hill, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's really central, actually. It's even half an hour away from Essex and it's like...
Is it really?
Yeah,
it's very, very...
It's a very central location, and for an optional thing, an extra £20, everybody can just go go-karting afterwards as well. So it finishes at 5. Go-karting or drinks, whatever you want to do, really.
I'll be drinking while the boys are go-karting.
Not together.
Fantastic. And so where do people need to go? Where's the website for people to find out more?
So for this event, if people want to find out more, it is kickstartsocial.media.
kickstartsocial.media. Thank you so much for coming on. It's always great to have people that run events come on and tell us about it, because it's great to hear the enthusiasm and the excitement behind the event.
Thank you.
And then all the details as well, because you say a real full lineup, and it's going to be one of those I think loads of light bulb moments and things like, right, I need to... And it's really good time of year as well. It's November, so it's on the 19th of November, and so it's really good time where you're just sort of people are beginning to slow down a little bit before Christmas, but all then they'll be prepared to leap into it come January and they're starting in a new year. So fantastic. Lucy yeah. Hall and Kickstart Social.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's You're been welcome. So great. And look at the time now.
I know.
Yes, it goes so fast. We've got another week. You know, it won't be long until it's Christmas Day and they're all celebrating and it's great. So I would like to say thank you to Gemma for co-hosting today
You're
and joining
welcome.
Us on the show. And of course to Lucy for coming on and sharing with us all about all the social media and digital media stuff that she's doing for us businesses. It's fantastic. On next week's show, I am joined in the studio by Mark Goldfinch. And I thought it was about time that Mark shared his story with us. He's been co-hosting for a little while now. So he's going to be sharing his business journey with us. And he's got a really interesting story. So it's going to take like the whole hour to hear all different Mark's different stories. That should be great. So do tune in next week. Don't forget to listen in to Paul's show, The Business Bunker, on Tuesday from 1 till 3. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.